Number 5291. And take the fifth of the land of Egypt. This signifies that are to be preserved and afterwards stored up, as is evident from the signification of taking a fifth, as here involving the same as tithing or taking a tenth. To tithe in the word signifies to make remains, and to make remains is to gather truths and goods, and then to store them up. That remains are goods and truths stored up by the Lord in the inner man may be seen above. And that remains are signified in the word by tithes, see Numbers, and likewise by 10, and also by 5, being the half of 10. Half and double in the word involve nearly the same thing as the numbers to which they are applied. 20, nearly the same as 10, 4 as 2, 6 as 3, 24 as 12, and so on. So also with numbers still further multiplied. For example, 100 and 1,000 involve nearly the same as 10, 72 and 144 as 12. What therefore compound numbers involve can be known from the simple numbers from which and with which they are multiplied. Also, what the more simple numbers involve can be known from the whole numbers, as what 5 is can be known from 10, and what 2.5 is from 5, and so on. In general, it is to be known that numbers multiplied involve nearly the same thing as the simple numbers, but what is more complete, and that numbers divided involve the like, but what is not so complete. As regards 5 in particular, this number has a twofold signification, signifying a little and hence something, and also signifying remains. It signifies a little from its relation to those numbers which signify much, namely to 1,000 and 100, and hence also to 10. That 1,000 and 100 signify much may be seen above, and hence also 10. Hence it is that 5 signifies a little and also something. 5 signifies remains when it has reference to 10, 10 signifying remains, as already said. That all numbers in the word signify things may be seen above. He who does not know that the word has an internal sense not appearing in the letter will be greatly surprised that the numbers in the word signify things, chiefly because he cannot form any spiritual idea from numbers. Nevertheless, that numbers flow from the spiritual idea of the angels may be seen above. He may indeed know what the ideas or things are to which numbers correspond, but the source of this correspondence still lies hidden from him, such as the correspondence of 12 to all things of faith, and the correspondence of 7 to holy things, also the correspondence of 10 and of 5 to the goods and truths stored up by the Lord and the inner man, and so on. But it suffices to know that there is a correspondence, and that it is from this correspondence that all the numbers in the word signify something in the spiritual world. Consequently, that the inspired divine lies hidden within them. Take, for instance, the following passages in which 5 is mentioned. And first the Lord's parable about the man who went into another country and delivered to his servants according to their abilities, to one 5 talents, to another 2, and to a third 1. And he that had received the 5 talents traded with them and gained other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2 gained other 2. But he that had received 1 hid his Lord's silver in the earth. One who does not think beyond the literal sense must suppose that the numbers 5, 2, and 1 were taken simply for composing the story of the parable, and that they involve nothing further, whereas there is a mystery in these numbers themselves. For by the servant who received 5 talents are signified those who have accepted goods and truths from the Lord, thus who have received remains. By him who received 2 are signified those who have joined charity to faith when well on in years. And by him who received 1, those who have received faith alone without charity. Of the last it is said that he hid his Lord's silver in the earth, for by the silver he had is signified in the internal sense the truth that is of faith. And faith without charity cannot bring gain or bear fruit. Such are the things contained in these numbers. So in other parables, as in the one about the man who, going into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, gave to his servants 10 pounds, and told them to trade with them till he came. When he returned, the first said, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well done, thou good servant. Because thou hast been faithful in a very little, be thou over 10 cities. And the second said, Lord, thy pound hath made 5 pounds. And he said unto him also, Be thou also over 5 cities. The third had laid up the pound in a napkin. But the Lord said, Take away from him the pound, and give it unto him that hath 10 pounds. Here in like manner 10 and 5 signify remains, 10 more, 5 fewer. He who laid up the pound in a napkin denotes those who procure for themselves the truths of faith, but do not conjoin them with the goods of charity, and so have no gain or fruit therefrom. It is the same where the Lord mentions these numbers in other places, as with him that was called to the supper and said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. With the rich man who said to Abraham, I have 5 brethren, let one be sent to tell them, lest they also come into this place of torment. With the 10 virgins, 5 of whom were wise and 5 foolish. And likewise in these words of the Lord, Think ye that I am come to give peace upon earth? I tell you, nay, but division. For from henceforth there shall be 5 in 1 house divided, 3 against 2, and 2 against 3. And also even in the historic narrative that the Lord fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and that he commanded them to sit down by hundreds and by fifties, and that after they had eaten, they took up 12 baskets of fragments. As these passages are historic, it can hardly be believed that the numbers in them are significant, as the number 5,000 of the men, and also the number 5 of the loaves and 2 of the fishes, as also the number 100 and the number 50 of the companies that sat down, and lastly 12, which was the number of the baskets containing the fragments. Yet there is a mystery in each number. For every detail happened of providence, in order that divine things might be represented. In the following passages also, 5 signifies in both the true and the opposite sense, such things in the spiritual world as it corresponds to. In Isaiah, There shall be left therein gleanings as in the shaking of an olive tree, 2 or 3 berries in the topmost bough, 4 or 5 in the branches of a fruitful tree. In the same, In that day there shall be 5 cities in the land of Egypt that speak with the lips of Canaan and swear to Jehovah Zebaoth. Again, 1,000 shall flee before the rebuke of 1, before the rebuke of 5 shall ye flee, till ye be left as a pole upon the head of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. In the Revelation, The 5th angel sounded, Then I saw a star from heaven fallen upon the earth, and there was given to him the key of the pit of the abyss. To the locusts that came out thence it was said that they should not kill the men who had not the seal of God on their foreheads, but that they should be tormented 5 months. In the same, here is intelligence, if anyone has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains where the woman sitteth upon them. And they are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must remain a little while. In like manner, the number five was representative in the following instances: that the valuation of a man and of a woman should be according to years, from a month to 5 years, and from 5 years to 20. Again, if a field were redeemed, a fifth part should be added, and if tithes were redeemed, a fifth part should be added. That the superfluous firstborn were to be redeemed for 5 shekels. That the firstborn of an unclean beast was to be redeemed by adding a fifth part. That as a fine, for certain transgressions, a fifth part was to be added. And that if a man shall steal an ox or a sheep, and kill it or sell it, he shall pay 5 oxen for an ox, and 4 sheep for a sheep. That the number 5 holds within it a heavenly mystery, and that 10 does the same, is evident from the cherubim of which we read in the first book of Kings. Solomon made in the holiest place 2 cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. 5 cubits was the wing of the one cherub, and 5 cubits the wing of the other cherub. It was 10 cubits from the tips of its wings even unto the tips of its wings, so the cherub was 10 cubits. Both the cherubim were of one measure and one form. The same is evident also from the lavers around the temple and from the lampstands, of which it is written in the same book. The bases of the lavers were placed, 5 by the side of the house to the right and 5 by the side of the house to the left. Also that the lampstands were placed, 5 on the right and 5 on the left, before the holiest place. The brazen sea was 10 ells from brim to brim, and 5 ells in height, and 30 ells in circumference, in order that holy things might be signified by the numbers 10 and 5, and also by 30. Which number of the circumference does not indeed geometrically answer to the diameter, but still it spiritually involves what is signified by the perimeter of that vessel. That in the spiritual world all numbers signify things is plainly manifest from the numbers in Ezekiel, where is described the new earth, the new city, and the new temple, which the angel measured in detail. The description of nearly all the holy things there is set forth by numbers. And therefore one who does not know what those numbers involve can know scarcely anything about the mysteries contained therein. The number 10 and the number 5 occur there, besides the multiples 25, 50, 500, and 5,000. It is manifest from the details in these chapters that the new earth, the new city, and the new temple signify the Lord's kingdom in the heavens, and hence his church on earth. These instances of the use of the number 5 have been quoted, because in this and the following verses it is said of the land of Egypt that a fifth part of the produce was to be collected there in the 7 years of plenty, and to be preserved for use in the following years of famine. Therefore it has been shown that a fifth part signifies goods and truths stored up in man by the Lord, and reserved for use when there shall be a famine, that is, when there shall be a lack and privation of good and truth. For unless such things were stored up in man by the Lord, there would be nothing to uplift him in a state of temptation and vastation, consequently nothing through which he could be regenerated. And thus he would be without the means of salvation. Number 5292. In the 7 years of plenty. This signifies that had been introduced at the times when truths with goods were multiplied, as is evident from the signification of years, namely states, and hence also times, see below, and from the signification of plenty, namely the multiplication of truth, or truth multiplied. Here therefore are signified truths with goods multiplied, because truths are nothing without goods, and no truths are stored up in the inner man except such as are conjoined with goods. Years signify not only states, but also times, because in the internal sense years signify entire states, that is, entire periods from the beginning of a state to the end. These periods cannot be expressed otherwise than by times, nor can they be understood as anything else by those who are in time. That years and days are both states and times may be seen above. Number 5293. And let them gather all the food. This signifies all things that are of use, as is evident from the signification of gathering, namely, bringing together and preserving, and from the signification of food, namely, things that are of use. In the internal sense, food properly signifies the things that nourish the soul of man, that is, that nourish him after death, for he then lives as a soul or spirit, and no longer needs material food, but spiritual food, which consists in everything that is of use, and everything that is conducive to use. That which is conducive to use is to know what is good and true. That which is of use is to will and do what is good and true. These are the things that nourish the angels, and are therefore called spiritual and heavenly food. Man's mind, within which are his interior understanding and interior will, or his intentions or ends, is not nourished by any other food, even while he lives in the body. Material food does not penetrate to the mind, but only to the things of the body, which that food sustains to the end that the mind may enjoy its food while the body enjoys its food. That is, that there may be a sound mind in a sound body. Food in the spiritual sense denotes everything that is of use, because all man's knowledge and all his understanding and wisdom, and therefore all his will, ought to have use for their end. Hence the character of his life is according to the character of his use. That food in the internal sense denotes everything that is of use is plain from these words of the Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, I have food to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My food is to do the will of him that sent me, and to perfect his work. And in another place, Labor not for the food that perisheth, but for that food that endureth into eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Number 5294. Of those good years that come. This signifies that are to be gathered in at those times, as is evident from the signification of years, namely states, and also times. The good years that come are therefore those times when truths with goods are multiplied, which are signified by the 7 years of plenty. Number 5295. And let them heap up corn. This signifies every good of truth at the same time, as is evident from the signification of heaping up, namely gathering, and at the same time preserving, and from the signification of corn, namely the good of the natural. Here, the good of truth in the natural. The good of truth is truth in the will and in act. Corn signifies good, because a field in the spiritual sense is the church. And hence, whatever belongs to a field, such as seed, sowing, harvest, crop, corn, and also the head or ear of corn, and in particular wheat, barley, and other kinds of grain, denote the things of the church, and all the things of the church bear relation to good and truth. Number 5296. Under the hand of Pharaoh. This signifies for need and consequent disposal in the natural, as is evident from the signification of the hand, namely power. Hence, under the hand denotes for disposal in every case of need. For what is in the power of anyone is at his disposal. And from the representation of Pharaoh, namely the natural. Number 5297. For food in the cities. This signifies such things in the interiors of the natural mind, as is evident from the signification of food, namely, all things that are of use, thus truths and goods. And from the signification of cities, namely, the interiors of the natural mind. In the universal sense, cities signify the doctrinal things of the church. But in a particular sense, they signify the interiors of man where doctrinals are, or rather where are truths conjoined with good. That the truths and goods in man form, as it were, a city, may be seen above. And hence that man himself in whom is the church is called the city of God. The signification of a city is like that of a house. In the universal sense, a house signifies good, but in the particular sense, it signifies a man, and specifically his mind as to the good and truth conjoined in it. And a house with its apartments, outbuildings, and courts is a city in miniature. The interiors of the natural mind are signified by cities in Isaiah. In that day there shall be 5 cities in the land of Egypt that speak with the lips of Canaan, and that swear to Jehovah Zebaoth. And the goods and truths in the interiors are signified by the cities in the Lord's parable in Luke. He said to him that by the pound had made 10 pounds, "Well done, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, be thou over 10 cities. And he said to the second, who had made 5 pounds, "Be thou also over 5 cities. Here, therefore, by heaping up food in the cities and guarding it, is signified that truths conjoined with good were to be stored up in the interiors of the natural mind, and when these truths and goods have been stored up there, they are called remains, in which the various spiritual life of man consists, and from which he is spiritually nourished in every case of need and want, that is, in every spiritual famine. Number 5298. And let them guard it. This signifies there to be laid up in store, as is evident from the signification of guarding, namely, storing, that is, in the interiors of the natural mind, which are signified by cities. Number 5299. And the food shall be for a store to the land. This signifies that it should be there for every use of the natural, as is evident from the signification of food, namely, goods and truths, and from the signification of for a store, namely, what is laid up for every use, because for use in the following years of famine, and from the signification of the land, here the land of Egypt, namely, the natural mind. Number 5300. Against the 7 years of famine. This signifies according to the need in cases of deficiency, as is evident from the signification of famine, namely a lack of truth. That it is for a case of need, then, is plain. 4 years, in the internal sense, are states, as often shown. And therefore, against those years denotes those states in which there is need. Number 5301. That shall be in the land of Egypt. This signifies that shall be in the natural, as is evident from the signification of the land of Egypt, namely the natural mind. When here and elsewhere the natural is mentioned, it means the natural mind. For man has two minds, a rational mind and a natural mind. The rational mind is of the internal man, and the natural mind is of the external man. This mind or this man is what is meant by the natural, simply so called. That the mind is the man himself will be seen in what now follows. Number 5302. And the land shall not be cut off in the famine. This signifies lest the man should perish, that is, by the lack of truth, as is evident from the signification of being cut off, namely, perishing, and from the signification of land, here the land of Egypt, namely, the natural mind. And because it is the natural mind, it is the man himself, for man is man by virtue of his mind. For the mind itself constitutes the man, and such as the mind is, such is the man. By the mind is meant man's intellect and will, and consequently his various life. Stupid people suppose that man is man by virtue of his outward form, in that he has a human face. Those less stupid say man is man because he can speak, and those still less stupid that man is man because he can think. But man is not man by virtue of these things, but from the fact that he can think what is true and will what is good, and that when he thinks truth and wills good, he can look up to the divine and perceptibly receive it. It is in this that man is distinguished from the brute animals. But his looking like a man and his ability to speak and to think do not make him a man. For if he thinks what is false and wills what is evil, this makes him not merely like a brute, but worse. For by these very faculties he destroys what is human in himself, and makes himself a wild beast. This is especially evident from such persons in the other life, who, when seen in the light of heaven and looked at by angels, appear as monsters, and some of them as wild beasts, the deceitful as serpents, and others in other forms. But when they are removed from that light and are brought back into their own light, which they have in hell, they look to one another like men. But how man would perish when the truth fails him, had he not goods and truths stored up by the Lord in the interior mind, signified by the food for a store to the land against the 7 years of famine, that the land shall not be cut off in the famine, will be told in the following verses of this chapter.